So in today's podcast, we're going to talk about negativity. So that may sound odd for a podcast that is all about growth and investment and really growing your portfolio, reaching financial freedom. But today, it's going to be about negativity. And cutting negativity is going to be actually a key element for your growth. And negativity comes in multiple ways. So that's what I want to address today. As you know, Airbnb investment properties, whether you buy the property or you rent and sublease, is relatively new compared to, let's say, long-term lease or the traditional real estate investment where you buy multifamily, you buy a single-family home, and you sign a long-term lease, or you do some flipping. This is more common, right? So each time there is a newer way that other people haven't done, they may feel threatened. And they could be your friends, your family, realtors as well, because they don't know, or deep down they feel scared about you getting ahead. They're going to try to slow you down or bring some negativity, some fear, some doubt. And those type of people are exactly the one that you wouldn't need to cut from your endeavor, your path to financial freedom. So this is very important to assess when you talk about the Airbnb investment, when you talk about your plans to close friends and family members, really pay attention to the language. When you start hearing about all the reasons why this would fail, you know that this is actually not a relationship that is going to help you grow. So make sure that you really cut these conversations. And those may be great friends or family for many, many other things, actually for a million things. But when it's about a new way to invest or a newer way to invest, it's not like it started a year ago, it's like many, many years ago with Airbnb, but it's new relative to the other types. And that may create some fear that really brings some language that is actually very powerful. Whether you accept it or not, it actually impact and influence you to slow down your investment or not to do your investment. So remove that negativity. Another part of the negativity I want to address as well is the guest negativity. Some of the guests, it depends on the market and your luck as well. You may be one out of 20 guests, one out of 50 guests that is negative. It's going to really complain all the time. And those guests are going to drain a lot of your energy. And guess what? You don't need to have all guests coming to your property, even though they want to book those property of yours. So try to assess ahead of time if a guest is going to be a problem type of guest, such as asking you a billion questions before they come. What is the brand of the bedsheets? What is the exact Keurig coffee machine that you have? Can you book for me restaurants? When I start seeing those questions, I can tell you there's a lot of red flags. And I'm like, okay, well, I appreciate all those questions. But after you get like 25 of those before check-in, you know that's going to be a difficult guest. And it's better to actually not accept 100% of the guest based on these criteria that you just don't feel comfortable based on the number of questions and how picky the guest is going to be on the property. It's okay to ask questions, but you will quickly identify. It's a step function. You have the typical question from guests are concerned, like, what is the check-in time? Can I check in early? Very typical. But once you start having like 20, 50 questions about like a lot of details, as I mentioned, then you know it's better to avoid that guest. So cut negativity, focus on the positive, set some goals, and get going and growing with your investment properties.